welcome to Marketing Without the Marketing. I'm your host, Michael Bozzi. Really glad that you could join me today. I'd like to kick today's episode off with two of the most common questions that I get from prospective clients, especially the ones who are new to content marketing. The first question is, does it work? And the second is, how long will it take? Now, in answer to the first question, short answer is yes. Look, you won't be surprised to hear me say that. I mean, I'm doing an entire podcast series on content marketing as a part of content strategy. Of course, I'm going to say that. But, you know, I've got a bunch of data from working with clients and using my own content marketing efforts as a guide as well. I don't do any traditional marketing in my business. I don't run ads. I don't do cold calls. I write. And prospective customers come to me. That's the way that content marketing works. And I can say most assuredly that it does work. But in answer to the second question, how long will it take? Well, the answer is longer than you think. Look, there's no getting around this. Content marketing takes time. It's all about organic growth, and organic growth can't be rushed. You can't force people to trust you. You can't force a relationship to go faster. It's just going to take time. You got to face the fact that there's no shortcuts. You got to get in there. And like I said in a prior episode, it's going to take consistency, persistence, and patience. You got to do the work, and it's going to take time. But I would contend that it's really worth it. And, you know, here's why. You got to start with this assumption that at the very heart of content marketing, the thing that underpins the whole thing is this really big assumption. It's the title of this episode. The assumption is that an audience is your greatest asset. Why? Well, because once you've earned the attention of an audience, once you've earned their trust, you can actually do something with that. This is the hardest part about actually running a business, I think. You know, if you're building a product or setting up a service or doing the work for a client, customer, whatever, I think that you'll find that to be relatively easy compared to the work of building an audience. And I think building an audience, because it's so difficult, because there are so many nuances, because it's a real challenge, and like I said, something you can't force, I think it's where most businesses tend to fall down. Now, I don't want to say that building the product or doing the actual work of your business is easy. Obviously, that's not the case. But where most people struggle when they're starting out is trying to build an audience and getting attention for their business. I want to get the word out there about what I'm doing. How do I do that? And most folks who are building a business, they tend to fall into the same traps. I see this over and over again. Really, it's about this bias towards the product. So here's what this looks like. You know, you got your head down, building the product, writing, creating whatever it is that your business is going to sell. And you build, and then emerge at the end of it and say, okay, great, I'm ready, product's done, how am I going to sell it? Now, that right there, I mean, think about this. What are your options at that point? Are you going to advertise? Are you going to purchase an ad? Are you going to run a radio spot? Are you going to do traditional PR? I mean, it's not to say those things can't work. But those, you know, those are going to cost you something. And, you know, these are scarce channels. This is something that, you know, is it worth spending the money on that? I mean, I understand that you're impatient. I am too. But look, unless you're well established already, I mean, really, when it comes down to it, I've said this before, content marketing is your only option. And I don't look at that as a limitation. I really think of it as kind of liberating. Right, this is one more decision I don't have to make as a business owner. I know that if I'm just starting out, I'm a small player, it's not worth it for me to spend money on print advertising, running a radio spot, a press release, any of those traditional avenues. I can do that anytime later, you know, when I'm a little more established and I've built up some capital, some revenue, and then maybe it's worth it to get a little boost. But check this out. With content marketing, you can grow your audience organically for free. Well, look, I always say this. It's not free, of course. It's going to cost you time and effort, and time and effort when you're running a business is not free. There's a cost to it. But again, to me, it's worth it. This organic growth, forming deeper connections with your audience is worth it. An audience is your greatest asset. And the kind of growth that you might see from content marketing, it might even surpass the kind of impact that you get with traditional marketing. But you got to do it differently. That's the thing when it comes down to it. I mean, when you think about it, it's going to be all about web, blog, and social, like I've said before. And the first touch with a customer is going to be social, most likely, right? That's going to be the sort of coldest part of the relationship where they're just getting to know you. And the reason that you got to do this a little bit differently is because they're not there to be sold to. They are on social channels to connect with friends, with colleagues, with family members. They're there to make connections. They're not there to be sold to. So if you show up and you just start spouting things about your product or service, you're not going to be welcomed. If they're there to connect, then do that. Make connections. Start the relationship. Build some trust. Now, look, it is selling. Make no mistake, right? If this thing is not contributing to your business, it's really not worth doing. But you've just got to be much, much more soft sell about it. And here's what this is going to look like in practice. I mean, you're going to start this off, and where I say it takes a lot of time, you know, the curve in content marketing starts off really slow. You're going to feel like no one's listening, no one's paying attention to you, no one's interacting with you. Keep going anyway, because it will start to grow. Once you've attracted the attention of one person, great. Now two, now five, now 10. And these folks, they can be influencers in their own little social sphere. They start sharing and this thing starts to accelerate. Once you've found an influencer, someone who has attention, there it is again, and they start to spend some social capital, they start to share some of that attention, they start to share your work with people because you're providing value to them, they start sharing it with their respective audiences, and now your content marketing efforts start to accelerate. And this curve is going to start to pitch forward and upward, and it's going to start to go at a much higher rate. And when it comes down to it, it's the only way to see growth of that sort. You need people to be sharing your work in order to start to see that sort of exponential growth that you're looking for. But it's going to take time. And you're going to have to produce compelling content that provides value to your audience. You're going to have to do the work of connecting. Like I said, there's no shortcuts and there's no way to fake your way through it. You got to do the work. Now, for me, you know, it took me, and I don't mean to discourage you, but it took nearly 200 blog posts before I started to see this really take off. And that was, of course, sharing all those on social as well. My idea was just, you know, I have a set of specialized knowledge. Let me try to share it, provide value, you know, help people do better marketing, help people get their content together. And it took a lot of work before I was able to get there. Now, of course, you know, in learning this, I made a lot of mistakes along the way. And what I often tell prospective clients is that, you know, the thing that I can do now is because I've made all those mistakes, I can sort of de-risk the process for you. And that's really, in essence, what I hope to do with this podcast, which is just to say, hey, look, here's everything that I know about content marketing. I've made all the mistakes already. Let me help you avoid those. And I want to show you the nuances as well, because those nuances really matter. As I always say, it's about the how. The what is important, but really it's about the how. The nuances matter. So when I say an audience is your greatest asset, what do you think? Is it worth it? I mean, for you and your business, you got to decide that for yourself. I mean, I'm trying to build a business around my own credibility as a writer, advisor, consultant, sort of an educator. I know it's worth it to me, but how much is an audience worth to you? How much do you need an audience, a readership, a viewership? How much is that attention worth to you? Now, to me, an audience really is your greatest asset. I mean, once you've earned the attention of an audience, your audience, and built up their trust in you, when it comes down to it, at that point, you are in a position of power. And it's really amazing what you can do with it after that. I mean, you can actually convert that attention and trust into something else. That's good for your business. Now, it's a precious commodity, of course. Trust, it's really hard to earn, but super easy to lose. So you got to do this with care. Like I said, the nuances matter. You got to do it with genuine intent. All the things that I'm often saying about running your content marketing campaigns. You got to decide for yourself. To me, it's worth it. It's empowering, it's encouraging, and it's all possible if you're just willing to put in the work, learn how to do it. I hope to help you with that. And I just feel like you'll get a lot better returns with this, especially if you're a small player. All right, so I hope that you find this to be helpful, that you enjoy these tips, the podcast in general. I really appreciate all the support. I appreciate you listening, as always. And I think what I'll do is talk about in the next episode a little deeper dive into the whole concept of providing value and doing this whole thing with a genuine intent. Okay, so thanks again, and we'll see you on the next episode.